financial freedom, a 30-day money challenge, and the season 4 kickoff featuring top market analyst Jim Woods on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple for people just like you with our season kickoff for our 4th season here at Unlock Your Wealth Today. And our usual season kickoff guest, top market analyst Jim Woods, will be joining us. I'm super excited about that. But first, it's National Financial Literacy Month, and we are kicking off for the month of April. Each and every day, we have our 30-day money challenge, and we're doing the National Financial Literacy Campaign, but we're doing it Keys to Riches style, and it's our own personal twist on the National Financial Literacy Program, because we all know that to spend less and save more, but we don't. We don't do what we know to do. We do what we've practiced, and so behavior and biology have a little bit more to do with money management than just the money itself. And that's why we take National Financial Literacy Month seriously, and we do it just a bit different with our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. Welcome. If you are new to the show, I'm thrilled to have you a part of today's episode. So the Keys to Riches, for those of you who aren't familiar, is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today program. Be sure to join us on our Monday show live on Facebook at Unlock Your Wealth Today TV or Unlock Your Wealth TV, one of those two. Anyway, all you have to do is drop Unlock Your Wealth Today in the Facebook search engine and you will find us. Be sure to like the show page and also turn on notifications so you always know every time we do a new live show or post. And the value in that is, well, guess what? We're giving you the resources so you can achieve financial freedom right now using my biology-based approach to success. I'm pretty excited because this 30-day challenge, we're kind of doing it bigger and better than ever. And for those of you that enroll in our VIP competition and participate in your own personal 30-day challenge on Instagram at instagram.com/unlockyourwealth, or just follow us on Instagram at Unlock Your Wealth and check out our Instagram channel. Our IGTV is where we're holding all of the contest stuff and doing all of our daily tips. So if you visit us on Instagram at Unlock Your Wealth and give us a follow, you'll always be notified every time we do the next day's challenge. And then that way you can get the strategy and start deploying these for yourself. And if you do all of the work involved, you can win free classes, cool materials. I've got access to the Unlock Your Wealth Library Vault, and we have some really great autographed books that have come in from some recent guests that you have to choose from. So you'll get your pick of the vault. You'll get enrollment in our classes for free. And, you know, we've got lots of them now. Just visit unlockyourwealth.com and you can find out all of the different shows or all of the different workshops that we have to offer that you could participate in. And we've got a new Making Success Simple Goal Achievement Strategy workshop coming up. And I think it starts in May or June. So all you have to do, if you want to know more, is visit the website at unlockyourwealth.com and click on the classes. Or you can find us also on our show website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. I'm super excited to bring you our regular returning guest, This gentleman has been kicking off all four seasons of the Unlock Your Wealth Today show, as well as being a guest on the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and a contributor to the Unlock Your Wealth update with all of his great market insight. He is the top market analyst for the Unlock Your Wealth featured experts, which you can find all of them on our show page at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. And then just click on the featured experts tab. You will find this gentleman here because he is our top financial analyst. He is also the winner of last year's competition for the Money Show with his top stock pick. So hopefully he'll share that with us today. And he's just pretty fabulous. You'll get the reason why, because he's not just your ordinary market analyst. No, he is a Renaissance man. He also has some personal pursuits that he joins us with, and he shares on his lifestyle website, wayoftherenaissanceman.com. But we have so much to talk about with him because it is, after all, National Financial Literacy Month. So let's bring Jim onto the show. Jim, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today. Thank you so much for kicking off yet another season of the Unlock Your Wealth television show.
Yes, what a perfect occasion to do the best financial show I know of.
Yay! Well, I'm so excited. So it's been interesting what's gone on since the beginning of the year, wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's I did the numbers the other day, and we ended up with about a 13.5% gain on the S&P 500 in the first quarter. And not coincidentally, we had about a 13.5% loss in the fourth quarter. So if you had bought in the fourth quarter, you lost 13% by the end of the year. And if you stayed in, now you're back up to about even. So that's the market gods giveth and the market gods taketh away.
So it's all about timing, is what you're saying.
Well, in this case, you'd probably want to have ridden that out. That kind of it depends on what kind of investor you are. It's always about timing if you're in the market for with an eye toward getting in and getting out quickly, which I do that as well. But then if you're playing the long game, you want to kind of avoid trying to get in and out at just the right time, because it's very difficult to do that, even with a good trend following plan. Now, I do follow the trends in one of my services, and it's been successful for some 40 years now. But it's not that you have to be very disciplined when it comes to market fluctuations like this. And just so your listeners and viewers know, look for some more volatility as the year goes out, because no longer are we on a straight up kind of trend like we were from 2009 to basically the fourth quarter of last year. So at least that's my suspicion.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And I'm also glad that you brought up the different strategies, because I want to talk about different strategies because of where you kind of fit in what we do with our Keys to Riches. And because this is National Financial Literacy Month, I want to ask you a question I've asked you on previous broadcasts, but it's the answer that I love the most. And it ties in kind of with who you are and what you do. But what many people, if you're just tuning in for the first time, most people don't realize that you are one of the top market analysts out there. And you just recently won for 2018 last year. You had the number one pick for the Money Show, correct?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to pick a great stock, pick Planet Fitness, and it led the way higher out of all the other 100 people that made picks in the year. So yeah, I felt good about it. Obviously, it's always good to be number one. So I'll take whatever I can get.
But. Well, and taking what you can get, even TipRanks says you're number three out of all of their bloggers, some 6,000 or something like that for market analysts. So you're doing pretty good. You're up there in the top echelon. So high five on that.
I thank you very much. And I'm glad you said it and not me. It wouldn't have sounded as good.
Well, you know, that's why you're one. Well, that's why I refer to you as the financial GPS of the Unlock Your Wealth Today show.
Thank you.
Because you have that market prowess. You have the experience. You have had the mentorship that brought you along to where you are. But one of the things that I think is so interesting about you is your diversity. And so my favorite question to ask you is, how does the top stock picker and market analyst get to be a Renaissance man?
Yes, and the answer is you got to be the Renaissance man first. Then you can become to the top stock picker. So in other words, you use your knowledge of the world, and this is how I approach it. I think of it as a holistic thing. So whatever, however much knowledge I have or that I've been able to acquire over the years, and like you said, I was fortunate enough to have some expert mentorship and very good education along the way, and some great, you know, corporate benefactors and great publishers. So I took the knowledge that I had that I, you know, use as a quest in my own quest for knowledge in life, and I apply it to things I know. So like, for example, in the case of Planet Fitness, I'm a big fitness buff. I work out all the time. I've been in the fitness and, you know, consulting for fitness companies in the past. And I knew that Planet Fitness had come with a new product that was a discount product that, you know, they call it no judgments product. I've actually never worked out at a Planet Fitness, but I've been to them as part of my research. And I knew that they were doing everything right. You want a clean gym. You want people that are helpful but yet aren't critical. And for the average person to go to the gym, that's what they want. So it's no surprise to me that their revenues just continue to go through the roof. And mm-hmm. more and more people want fitness. More and more people want to look good. And it just made sense. So as a concept, it made sense. And then if you look at the numbers, it really made sense. And, of course, you know, you can have all the theoretical information in the world, but if you don't, if the numbers aren't there, if the price strength isn't there, if the earnings aren't there, then it's not a good company to look into to own. And so that's kind of goes back to your financial literacy concepts. You know, you got to know what you're looking at in order to invest properly.
Well, and we're in our first week here in the National Financial Literacy Month program in our Unlock Your Wealth 30-Day Challenge. And one of my favorite posts, and you kind of briefly addressed it about educating yourself, doing your research, but one of my favorite posts that you put up on Instagram was a cartoon of a little owl and this library stack of books behind him, and it said, so many books, so little time. What do you think are some top or key things as you pursue financial literacy, because this is kind of answering one of our keys, our fourth key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. But as we think about this, with everything there is to know, and so now you're saying because you're a Renaissance man, that's what makes you a good stock picker, and I just need to invest for my future. Like, I'm a graphic designer, or I run my own business, or I'm doing whatever I'm doing, real estate, you name it.
Right.
So where do I start with my financial literacy?
Yeah, start by listening to your show. So if the person's listening to it right now, watching it, that they're doing what they should be. A bit of self-serving, you could go to jimwoodsinvesting.com and see some of my products. But there's a lot of good information out there on investing. And it's like any other topic. There's a set of lingo that you have. There's a set of terms that are used in the industry. And it's easy to get kind of caught up in all the different concepts and all the different factors and the economic principles and the technical principles and that and this and that. And you can get bogged down with that. But basically, you know, you can approach it in a couple of ways. Either you can get kind of real, like, nerded out on the technical stuff the way I do. But I don't recommend that for the average person because they don't do that for their life. You know, that's not their life's work. So let's say you're this is a lot of people that come to the table are, you know, attorneys or doctors or other professionals, and they don't have the time to be learning everything, but they know they have the money to like that they want to that they want to increase. So basically, what you have to do is, you know, it's just kind of simple. You want to actually be right more than you're wrong, okay? And you also want to maximize your gains when you have them and minimize your losses. And then you also want to invest for income and capital appreciation. A lot of people think there's one; it's one or the other. But there's plenty of great stocks out there that pay a dividend and that go up. So you want to basically get paid to own the stuff that's getting going up too. So that's the best way to do for long-term investors. That's a good kind of basic blueprint.
And I like that because that's right in line with what we talk about with real estate investment. You got to have both income and the capital appreciation.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, why would you leave money on the table? Well, let's talk more after the break. You are watching top market analyst Jim Woods on Unlock Your Wealth Today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for more after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And today we have a special guest and our resident financial analyst, market analyst Jim Woods. Jim, thanks so much for being a part of the show again.
Thanks for having me, as always. This is my favorite appearance to make every quarter, so...
Yay. Well, I loved what you said about building wealth, and I liked your strategy. You know, it's people overcomplicate financial literacy. They overcomplicate investing, and that I think that's where people get into most of their trouble because they get overwhelmed. And then, as you know, this is a physiology first show, and it's about maintaining our highest resource state and having all of our faculties. And if we allow everything that's going on in our environment to upset the apple cart, or we start making assumptions about what we should know, we don't get where we want to go because we start spinning our wheels. And so our fourth key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, which is not this week's key, but in our fourth key, which is most appropriate, is called knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. Because ignorance is not bliss, and denying that reality exists doesn't allow us to address it effectively or at all. And so we address our knowledge checklist here, and we learn what our 3-5 financial strategy is. And what I like about what you do with your advisory services and why it's so important that I have you a part of this show regularly is because of your ability to specifically address one of our areas of concern, and that's asset multiplication. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, the 3-5 financial strategy is real simple. We ask 3 questions, and then we address 5 areas of concern. The questions are simply, where am I, where am I going, and what's the difference? And if you answer all of those on a quarterly basis using the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, you're way ahead of the game. But the key is the knowledge checklist, because we could be wasting time, like Jim said in the last segment, on learning things that we really don't need to, because if we're, especially if we're professionals like doctors and lawyers, and, you know, frankly, I don't want my heart surgeon but worrying about what his portfolio is doing while he's supposed to be operating on me. And so I like that. And so we have to know what we should know. And there are these 5 areas of concern. We have income, expenses, and credit. We have protections. Then we have asset accumulation, which is the beginning phase of investing. We're saving here. Then we have asset multiplication, which is Jim's forte. And then we have asset preservation, which is all about legacy and mitigating taxes and preserving as much income as we possibly can from greedy Uncle Sam. So not my favorite topic or my favorite relative, but... You talk so much, all of your articles, everything that you do fit perfectly into the asset multiplication key. And so if we could, for just a minute, because I know you have a few services, but lately I've been being asked questions about, all right, I haven't planned for the future. I've been partying in my 20s and 30s and maybe even my 40s, like some folks. And they say, okay, now I got to get my act together. I got kids that need college. I got to start saving for retirement. Like, what do I do? Where do I start? And is it possible that I can actually make money as an investor if I haven't been doing the slow and steady wins the race plan?
Yeah, I mean, you have to go with where you are at the moment and just know the realization that, you know, if you're behind, you need to catch up. So, you know, if you haven't saved enough, then you need to be a little bit more aggressive with your holdings, because you're not going to be able to get like a strong annual return that's going to give you what you need if you're way behind. So you got to kind of be a little bit more aggressive. You got to kind of swing for the fences a little bit more. So that's one of the reasons I created the service that I know you're familiar with. It's called Bullseye Stock Trader. And it's a more aggressive service. We use a combination of fundamental and technical analysis to find the right stocks, to hit the bullseye with the right stocks, hence the name. And we usually hold a position between, you know, anywhere between 8 and 12 weeks, maybe a little longer. So the service just started out at the end of December, and, you know, the track record's pretty strong. And as you know, you've seen some pretty good growth in your own portfolio. I won't tell them how much, but
sure. Yeah, happy. I didn't tell
but she's,
them.
But look, she's smiling. Just... So, you know, so we've had a lot of good gains. We've had like, we use not only common stocks, but also stock options to enhance our gains in the service. So, which is, options are something that, you know, that I think that most investors kind of really overcomplicate that. But the way we do it is very simple, and you just have to buy one thing and see where it goes. You don't have to do any kind of complex strategies unless you wanted to, but I don't recommend complex strategies in the service. So, you know, if you're interested in that, jimwoodsinvesting.com, and I think you might have a particular link on the website for,
to hook up our viewers. So we actually have a free report.
I'm assuming there's a special offer for the loyal Unlock Your Wealth crew, so.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, and
happy to provide it.
And here's why I like the best the Bullseye Stock Trader. So I did Slow and Steady Wins the Race, but life happens. We have catastrophic events, things, you know, we make mistakes. You know, I'm an investor in all sorts of areas, and I invest with my ADD. It's kind of like, oh, I'm over here, I'm over there. And I'm everywhere. And so some work, some don't. And so what? You just find out what is next. And so as I took a real hit in my last year, I had to do my final write down on one of my biggest investment mistakes ever on the planet. And so as I was like writing that down and thinking about, all right, that was a huge loss. How am I going to make up for it? That's when you started saying, I'm going to put together this new service. And I was, you know, and I was a stockbroker. And so back in the day, but I don't have the time nor the inclination to sit and do what I did before to make money. I can't do that. I don't want to, frankly. And so when you said, I'd like you to try this, and I said, okay. And so I started the subscription with Bullseye, and I've been in since the beginning. And I mean, it's crazy, because I don't sit there and I don't watch the market every day. I wait for the newsletter and I read it, and then I just do what it says.
Right. It's quite easy to follow. The thing you have to have is, you know, is some trust in the advisor or me that's giving you the picks. But one of the reasons why I'm very confident that we're going to continue to do well, not that every stock we pick is going to win, because it doesn't work that way. Although this year we've only had one loss out of like one, I think one loss out of maybe like 12 positions so far. So the rest of them we've had, most of them we've had double digit or even triple digit percentage gains. Mm-hmm. So things have been going well. Now it's a bull market too, so, you know, we're taking advantage of that. And things don't always work that way in the market, as you know. But that's where your timing comes in. That's when you know, where you figure out how to not be in the wrong stocks and, you know, figure out how to be in the right ones. So it's definitely not like, it's something that you need to be committed to as an investor to take advantage of, but you don't have to do a lot of work on your own, because that's what I'm here to do. You're paying me to do the work for you. Mm-hmm. And it's work that I've done for, you know, some 20 some years. So it's nice to be able to leverage my knowledge on these things to help people make money, and of course to help myself make money.
So let's talk about it, because you have a special deal. So we have a risk-free offer for Unlock Your Wealth viewers, but tell us what's included. Now in this free report, you have some of your, what you have identified, and you kind of talk about the process of how you go through selecting these stocks. So is that, that's what's in the, what else is in this free report?
Well, the free report is called it's called Always Up Stocks. I believe that's the name we've given it. Basically, I show you the different technical and fundamental parameters, and also what I call news cue, which is just basically like a positive news that's backing the company's story, backing the company's reason for being. And the report goes through the different criteria that I use to pick the stocks, and it also talks about the technical analysis aspect of things, because you could be right about a company, right about their earnings, and even right about their share price appreciation over a certain period of time, but if you don't buy them at the right time, then you're going to be in trouble. Sometimes the price is too extended to buy, and you don't want to buy it after it's been run up 30% in a week or 2 weeks. That's not a good time to buy. So you want to look at things, and fortunately I know how to read the charts to tell me, you know, when a good time or they give me the best chance of knowing. No one actually knows per se, other than probability wise. But you have you try to combine all those different positive bullseye factors, and then that gives you the strong confidence to put your money in the stock at that time. And if you're wrong, the good thing is we have loss mitigation strategies as well. So you have a stop loss, and you're only going to lose about 8-9% in any one position anyway. So even if you're wrong on three, but right on one that goes up 30-40%, like some of the ones we've had, that's when you really can bank the game. That's one of, it goes back to that principle I said about being right more than you're wrong, and also maximizing your gains and minimizing your losses. So when you're trading for short-term things, you know there's going to be some times when you need to take a small loss. You need to do that, forget about it, and then maximize the big gains. And that's one of the key principles, because you're not always going to be right. We've all had... Anybody that's put money to work in the market knows that not every stock goes up. Anybody's bought real estate, more than one property, knows it doesn't always go up all the time. Look what happened 2007, 2008. There were a lot of people that I knew that went from stocks to real estate completely, like exclusively, and then they didn't have any more money for retirement, so they had to do something different. So we all know those horror stories, and you don't want to be in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
So one last thing that I want to touch on about you, because not everybody, if they're just tuning in for the first time, are familiar with who you are and what you do. But you've mentioned how long you've been in the market. But what I think is important for me, especially because mentors were so crucial for me early on in my careers in the different avenues that I've pursued. Can you tell us a little bit about the mentorship that you had early on that really has set the foundation for how you do what you do?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was fortunate enough to work for a company called Investors Business Daily, and one of the owner of the company is a guy named William J. O'Neill, who's a brilliant man who thought up this strategy that's similar to what I use. It's not directly the same. I've kind of taken the best of what he's done and made it my own. But he was the type of person that could teach people how to trade stocks and teach people how to do it based on his, you know, his kind of matrix. And one of the things that I got to do when I worked with him is I got to actually author the courses that he uses, or some of the courses that early, especially the early online courses that we had, on how to invest using this methodology. So I was just fortunate enough to be at the right place, right time to have that kind of training. And then I used that knowledge that I gained, you know, when I went to work for an investment bank and a hedge fund later. I also had some good people that mentored me there. So, you should always go, whatever you do in life, you should always learn from the people around you, because nobody knows, you don't know anything when you're born, you know. You're tabula rasa, as it were. But you need to know, you need to be able to soak up all the information from people. And sometimes you're not going to agree with people the way they do something, or the way they, you know, their view on something, but that's okay. You know, you can learn what you like about it and learn what you don't like about it and move on and integrate whatever knowledge you can from people, because the whole point of this journey is to be as knowledgeable as you can and to enjoy your life as much as you can. And doing that allows you to be a Renaissance man. Doing that allows you to have success in your field. Doing that allows you to be able to talk to someone like you on a regular basis and share your ideas and make the world a little bit better place. So that's kind of my focus with this service and with everything I do. And I know it's yours too, so that's another reason why I enjoy this show so much.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. If folks want to find out more about your investing style and where you write for financial news, where do they go?
Well, the best way to go is to go to the hub site. It's very simple. It's jimwoodsinvesting.com. So you can find all my free e-letter stuff there. You can find my paid services. And you can find out about me, what we do, and how to get in on Bullseye Stock Trader and the other newsletters that I have, Successful Investing and the Intelligence Report. And also, if you just want to kind of find out what I'm all about, subscribe. It's a free letter. It's called The Deep Woods. So I encourage everyone to do that.
It's one of my favorite Wednesday reads, as a matter of fact. And if folks want to learn more about how to be a Renaissance man, where do they go for that?
Well, that's a separate spot. It's wayoftherenaissanceman.com. That's my podcast show and my blog website that has a lot of articles, some of the articles, a lot of financial stuff, but there's a lot of other stuff on there about philosophy and pursuits and fun and all kinds of wisdom. We call it Wednesday wisdom. So there's all kinds of good stuff on there. If you're interested in that, I highly recommend listening to the podcast and checking out the website. Again, it's wayoftherenaissanceman.com.
Well, thank you again for yet another financial quarter and show kickoff. And for those of you who don't have a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here, where you can visit Jim's show page, get the links to his investing, wayoftherenaissanceman.com website, and a special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Today viewers. Thanks again for being a part of today's show. And for the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.